Srimad Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, the opulences of the absolute, or Vibhuti Yoga in Sanskrit. And we are on verse 22. Vedanam samavedasmi. Devanam asmi vasava. Indriyana manaschasmi. Bhutanam asmi chetanam. You can see it's very beautiful. First it says Vedanam, then Devanam. Vedanam, Devanam. It's like inner poetic ornament. And then Vasava is Indra, and right next comes Indriyanam, which means not Indra but senses. Very poetic. Vedanam.
Vedanam.
Of all the Vedas.
Of all the Vedas.
Samaveda.
Samaveda.
The Samaveda.
Samaveda.
Asmi.
Asmi.
I am.
I am.
Devanam.
Devanam.
Of all the demigods.
Of all the demigods.
Asmi.
I am.
Vasavaha.
The heavenly king.
Indriyanam. Of all the senses.
Manaha.
The mind. Cha. Also.
Asmi.
I am.
Bhutanam.
Of all living entities.
Asmi.
I am.
Chetana,
the living force. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Of the Vedas, I am the Samaveda. Of the demigods, I am Indra, the King of Heaven. Of the senses, I am the mind. And in living beings, I am the living force, consciousness. The difference between matter and spirit is that matter has no consciousness like the living entity. Therefore, this consciousness is supreme and eternal. Consciousness cannot be produced by a combination of matter. I am eaten by the germs and bacteria and viruses and means different sizes of bad qualities. And my whole body is covered with boils of envy and critical mentality. So it itches. Therefore, I submerge myself in the ocean of humility and take shelter of Dr. Chaitanya. Chaitanya Vaidyamashaya. We have doctor in the house who can cure the worst. Yasya prasadadagyavi sadhya sarvagyatam vrajatse shri chaitanya devame bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be merciful unto us. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in one moment. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasati Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna helps us see Him and see Him with appreciation and love. If we like Krishna, this is the supreme success. So here He's showing all different amazing, impressive, or likable manifestations around us. In the morning we were reading a very interesting passage in the morning purport. Prabhupada quoted Om Agyanati Mirandasya, the whole verse. And then let me in judgment. It was a very big yes. And then he says, the guru's task is to open the disciples' eyes of knowledge. When the disciple is awakened from ignorance to knowledge, what will happen? Who can try to offer an interesting answer? I know you can offer correct answers, but can you offer both correct and interesting? Because Prabhupada writes something very exciting there. Very interesting. But so in the heart, yes. You see? That's when the disciple is awakened from ignorance to knowledge, he can see the Supreme Personality of Godhead everywhere. Because the Lord actually is everywhere. The Lord resides within this universe, he resides within the hearts of all living entities, and he resides even within the atom. So this is very beautiful. Also, the fourth chapter of the Gita, Tadvidhi Pranipatena, very famous verse. But the next one is also very interesting, because 434 says, how do you know this amazing science of sacrifice, which makes you transcendental? Go to the Guru. And then he will give you knowledge. 435, he will reveal to you the proper knowledge and understanding. Yajyatva napunar moham evam yasyasi pandava. Yajyatva yenabhutan yashayeshani drakshyas yatman yatho mayi. By getting knowledge from the spiritual master, and getting the process from the spiritual master, you will never again go into illusion, and you will always see me everywhere, me in everything, and everything in me. And this is also the definition of loving bhakti, uttama bhakta. This is what we want to achieve. So this is the diploma. So, what will be the diploma? Open eyes. You may remember that there are four bad listeners and four good listeners in Skanda Purana. And one of the good listener is the sweet parrot. Yeah, he can repeat outside also, meaning not immediately, but outside. And also fish. Because fish doesn't blink. Always open eyes. So open eyes, yes, open eyes and seeing Krishna everywhere. So Krishna, here, with Arjuna's help, Krishna shows us so many ways how we can see him. So he says, I am, I am, I am. Ask me, ask me, ask me. Vedanam samavedasmi, devanam vasavam asmi. Very poetic, very beautiful. So of the Vedas, he says, I am Samaveda. I am the Samaveda. So why Samaveda?
Because it is filled with beautiful hymns.
Yes. So if you chant Vedic hymns, like Purusha Sukta, you will know there are basically just three tones. Is enough. Basically, we have Rigveda is mostly demarcated. It's demarcated. We have records which syllable goes where. All the melodies are there. It survived in writing. Rigveda. Rik. Rik also is the word that survives in most of Slavic languages, many languages. Rik, we have this Reci, Reko, Rik, Reko, Sem Reko, Ti si Reko, Rik. Rik, to je po meni speech. It means speech, Rik. Rik,
Rik means something else.
What?
I don't know what
the
English word
means.
So,
roar. You have Rikati. You have it? The lion.
No?
In Ukrainian we have...
This is more elevated, but we have for I can produce it, but it is...
Oh, belch.
Huh?
Belch?
Belch, yeah.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so Rik is spoken, Yajur is whispered, and Sama is sung. Yeah. So Sama is sung. So all this, the other three Vedas, you just have three tones, three notes. But for Samaveda you have five. So it's more elaborate. So therefore it's very beautiful. I remember when one of the early Bhakti Shastris in Mayapur was done by Atmatattva Prabhu, he invited some of the boys are learning in Mayapur very nicely. So you can, if you go to the Saturday elephant procession, the boys are standing in front of the temple and sing very beautifully, so beautifully, different hymns. I was thinking I will play some for you also. Not from the boys, I'm sorry. I did not record. I should have recorded, actually. So when Admodato was inviting somebody to sing, then everybody, oh, and he said, stop. It's too attractive. Huh? Isn't it?
Yeah,
it's attractive.
We don't have taste yet completely.
So that's why Krishna says, I'm Samaveda. Because it's very attractive. I mean, all the Vedas are attractive, but Samaveda among the attractive is even more attractive. Then among the demigods, obviously, he takes the ruler of them all, Indra. And then of the senses, he says, I am the mind. So that was what we were discussing last time, that what Baldevi Debhushan is quoting, that there are two kinds of groups here. In one group, Krishna selects the member of the group, the most prominent member, and then in other cases Krishna selects something that's connected to the group but is not the member of the group, like the mind and the senses. Or he said the moon and the lunar mansions, the nakshatras, the star constellations. And Bhutanam Asmi Chetana. Of the living entities, he says, I am the living force and consciousness. So that's also a very deep thing. You can speak a lot about this. Chetana as consciousness, that we, just the fact that we are conscious, that's Krishna. So if you are conscious, and you are conscious even when you are unconscious, you're still conscious. Like some days ago, Chandramouli Maharaj was telling about Rathayatra, how he blacked out. He blacked out. He fainted, or began to faint during the Rathayatra. So that's common. I don't know, if you read the classic European literature, you see that people were fainting left and right all the time. Isn't it? They were fainting all the time. Now, when was the last time you saw somebody faint? Okay, maybe once in a few years. Some people say, oh, it's because the ladies were having, how they call these?
Corsets,
yeah, that they couldn't breathe. Maybe guys too, I don't know. So they had to squeeze them so they couldn't breathe. And so that's why they fainted, they say. But I'm not sure that's the reason. At any rate, even when we are unconscious, we still remember I was there. Either I was asleep or we are conscious of something. When we dream, that's clear, and even in the deep sleep, which is without dreams, we are aware, oh, I was resting. Something is there. Sometimes even some can feel. There was one yogi from the Himalayas. He was sent by his guru to the West to prove the reality of yoga. So he went, I don't remember, I think the USA, Rama something. And he went to the laboratory and he said, okay, study. What I will show you that if you want, I will fall asleep. And he demonstrated. He falls asleep. Like also our devotees, you can invite them to the temple. and they measured the brain waves. True, he's asleep. Well, there are seven different levels. The REM, rapid eye movement, sleep, and dreamless, different levels. So he would go into sleep, and then he would say, you were doing this, you were doing that, that person went in, this person went out. He was conscious, and not just conscious, he saw more than he could see with his eyes. But even in normal situation, this is the classic, Prabhupada repeats that even when we are in deep sleep, we are still conscious. It's not unconscious. In fact, this is, I think, in the seventh. This state which pervades wakefulness, sleep, and dreams. So that's spiritual consciousness. So Krishna says, I am this all-pervading consciousness. So now you have all the very fashionable teaching programs that you are going to sleep and you are listening to something, some call this yoga nidra, something else. So obviously, it's obviously very attractive because it sounds very low effort learning. You know, just play something and sleep. You know, basically, learn your sleep doesn't really work in most cases. But that's okay. Something is there. So Krishna says, I am Chaitanya. I am consciousness of all the living entities. So this is our task, to see Krishna everywhere, all the time. Remember Krishna. So here we have 81 or 82 manifestations of Krishna. And Krishna says, I have given you just a little indication. So there can be many more. Yes? Like we can continue. Among the streets of Ljubljana, I am Katera Cesta. Yes, Žibertova Cesta. Or what is the biggest? I don't know. Slovenska? Chopova. Anyway. Yeah, by the way, Chopova. This it's named after a professor. Turns out he taught in my native city. This Chop. Yeah, he was teaching in this professor in Lviv, Leopolis or Lemberg, whatever you call it. What else do we have here? Among the mountains in Slovenia, I am Triglav. Okay, it's even on the flag. The point is that wherever we go and wherever we look, it's the task to remember Krishna. So this is one thing. The next thing is to like him. And even that is not the end. So first we remember him. Well, first we accept him. Okay, there is amazing God. Then we like him, and he's really amazing. Yes, and then the next step? What's the next step? After seeing or remembering, then liking, then? Love, serve, yes, serve. We serve, because we can have this shantarasa. Yo, home. Yes. But then we can serve in different degrees of intensity. And, as you say, we serve with love. So, and then all the fun begins. So there are many degrees. We know that... Hare Krishna. Govinda, we have to say. Yes, Govinda. According to Hari Bhakti Alas. And the goal of our practice, the goal of sadhana is... sounds good, yes. But that's how bhakti is defined, that unlike every other process, it gives you enjoyment both in perfection and in practice. Gives you happiness, right? But sadhana is defined as kriti sadhya, sadhya bhava, sa sadhana vida. Sadhana, what we do, is defined as practice with the senses and the mind, aimed at bhava or ecstatic love. It's very important. So if I do what I'm doing to make it bhakti sadhana, I have to put bhava as the desired result. Because sometimes we think I just have to move my fingers, the beads, but there has to be the goal. So if it's aimed at ecstatic love, then it's sadhana, practice. But bhava is already the success of sadhana. Ecstatic love, if you have ecstatic love for Krishna, and ecstatic love means you cry, you laugh, you dance, you jump, you become red, you become pale. Wait, there is one that I like. You sweat, yes. Sorry, I don't like, but I can't help but often sweat. I'm joking, sorry. I don't have really any ecstatic love. Well, except for some samosas, and then I have a little. But for Krishna... but when we read, in fact, after bhava must come prema, mature ecstatic love, and then all the fun begins. So after prema comes pranaya. Pranaya, you become very trusting to Krishna, very, very intimate with Krishna. And then after that you have... sneha, your heart is really, really soft like ghee at the weather now, at this weather. Yes, very soft, very gentle. And that's not then. Then mana. Mana is, the English term is contrariness. I don't know how you, nasprotnost, or it can manifest as anger. Radhani says, no, I will not see him. Don't ever mention Krishna again. Don't let him come anywhere close here. She becomes angry. Of course, we know it doesn't impede. I mean, it doesn't make Krishna angry. He comes, dresses as a daughter of a barber, and he says... manicure, pedicure, the best manicure in the three worlds. And then Lalita says, oh, look, and then, you know, it's the whole story. Or he dresses as the boatman as the boatman, and then the storm begins, and he says, "I'm sorry, we have to throw all your ornaments. First, throw your ghee and yogurt." And he finds some way to reconquer the hearts of all the gopis. But it's also important to remember that anger at Krishna is appropriate at the third stage after prema. After, not before, but after. Because otherwise, being angry here, it's normal, but that's not what we want. And then after that, you have raga, when 1 second is like a yuga, like a millennium. Yes? The gopis complain about blinking of the eyes, boys complain that when Krishna passes behind the tree for half a second, they can't see him very well. Then anuraga, when they cannot even figure out, are they happy or are they miserable? Because they are burning in the poison of separation, but it feels like ecstasy. Or they are with Krishna, but again something. So that's anuraga, and then bhava, and then mahabhava. So then this is why, usually, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, you go take birth in the good village of Vrindavan, and usually as a gopi, and you get all the 8 stages after prema developed, so that you can have all the fun in the pastimes with Krishna. Why did I start speaking about this? I don't know. I have to go backtrack. Okay, bhava, prema, sneha. So there is goal of sadhana.
Sadhana becomes sadhana. Oh
yeah, love. Yes, yeah, so love. So remember, like, serve, love, and that's not the end. After loving, you have to love him very much. Then you have to love him very, very much. Then you have to love him so much that you are angry for his pleasure. For his pleasure. In Varshana you have Man Mandir, a temple of anger. Yes? Yeah, that's how it's called? Man Mandir? Again, not to be imitated. So, there is enough fun, and at every stage Krishna is offering us help, so we have to do something and start somewhere. And move somehow. So, remember Krishna. Yes. You can try to play the game between the friends. I think one of the early years when you went for Islet, we were trying to see Krishna in the forest, different places. You remember? We were trying to guess the difference. So this is what you can try to. It's a game for training us in Krishna consciousness. You can, among the cars, I am. What would you say?
I hope not Mercedes.
You hope not. Okay, you can be. Peaceful, there is Maybach or Bentley or Bugatti or there is enough. Ahankar, yes, I am Ahankar. Ahankar. I am the false ego. Krishna, Krishna. Prahladananda Maharaj has many jokes on this Ahankar. Hare Krishna. When we see good singing, if you can see, I can't see. If you hear, if I hear good singing, then you can think, okay, this is Krishna. And if we don't, if we hear something that's not a very good singing, you can think this is so exceptionally, such an exceptionally bad singing. It must be Krishna's special. power in it. Just yesterday I was listening to Gopal Champu from Jiva Goswami, and Jiva Goswami finds all the 12 rasas, all the 12 relationships when Krishna is performing the rasa lila with the gopis. See, for example, disgust. How is disgust present? It's so interesting. He says, when Krishna looks at the gopis, and then after looking at the gopis, when he looks at the lotuses, he feels disgust for the lotuses. It's interesting. It's there. I mean, it's possible to have all the 12 rasas. No. I mean, it was mentioned that earthly lotus. It specifically mentions earthly lotuses. Earthly lotuses. So, remembering Krishna, seeing Krishna, and then trying to develop our loving relationship, uncover, reawaken our loving relationship with Krishna, and then this way we can join the party, join the fun, where love is infinite. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. 82 vibhutis here, ki jai. Infinite vibhutis of Krishna everywhere, also ki jai. Hare Krishna. So, any questions, comments, points? Which vibhuti of Krishna is your favorite? Is it the beginning or the end? This is in general quite mysterious here. Jnana Shakti in general will be, it's also sometimes called Chit Shakti, meaning ability to perceive, ability to be aware, be conscious. I'm not even sure you can translate this. Basically it's all the same, different ways to say the same thing. And this is, you can see, in philosophy it's called the hard problem of consciousness. Sadaputta Prabhu made some articles in Back to Godhead many years ago, and it's called the hard problem of consciousness because now you can hear a lot about AI. Have you heard about AI, the artificial intelligence? You must have heard AI. But it's a misnomer. How does it? Misnomer means like it's a false name. I mean, any programmer will laugh when he hears about AI. You are a programmer? Okay. They will laugh, you know, because there are dead algorithms, you know. There are dead algorithms. I mean, so there are so many programmer jokes. I will not go there. They're algorithms. These are just steps. And the fact that some piece of metal and electricity can run these algorithms, it doesn't mean it's alive or intelligent. It's as dead as any other piece of metal. It's not intelligent. It's not intelligent. It's called hard problem of intelligence. Just if you have, I think here, in winter when you go, Polakowa it's called, you're right, this street, and then you approach somebody's door and then the light goes on, right? So that's some photo element, or I don't know by movement what principle they use. So it knows you're there. But who knows? Nobody. There is nobody to know. That's called the hard problem of consciousness. There is no personality. There is no real knowledge. It's just some reaction. This is just some reaction. So Jnana Shakti is therefore quite mystical and magical. Being able to be aware is possible only for a person. So that's Krishna's vibhuti. It's possible for somebody to be aware. This is Jnana Shakti. So this is what Prabhupada strongly, again, you know, Prabhupada always takes the chance to smash gross materialism or subtle any kinds of materialism, and he says that dead matter cannot be alive, so there has to be some spirit, and this Jnana Shakti consciousness, this is Krishna. So Baldeva Devotion also brings this up.
And how this then Hari Shakti and death comes here also in some context?
Sandini, Hladini, and Samvit. Yes. Yes, when Samvit Shakti, Bhakti is Samvit Shakti plus Hladini Shakti, is awareness and bliss. And it's another, I think we mentioned, another definition of sadhana, is that we reverse. In the material world, we try to be the object of bliss, that it is given to us. And sadhana means we try to become the giver of bliss to Krishna, and we become ashraya, or the vessel, the vase, the golden pot. But where do I get bliss to give? From Srimati Radharani, Prabhupada says, I can be a fool and rascal number one, but if I try to give, then Radharani says, please accept, and Krishna must accept. So that's why we always, he says, that's why in Vrindavan we always say Jai Radhe Radhe, we always pray for Radharani's mercy, and you know, half of our mantra is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Yes. Without her nothing is possible. So that's Hladini. Otherwise, knowledge without Radharani's touch, without the touch of bhakti, not even liberation is possible. Not even freedom is possible. Something else about
this exceptional things which Krishna identifies as being representative of himself, those are probably manifestations of one of the opulences, either beauty, strength,
six opulences.
Yeah. And but then again, those opulences are not quite don't look so opulent. Those are kind of material opulences, because don't look so opulent. To me, something is missing. Kindness.
Oh, we are not using mic. I forgot. Do we have somebody online? It's sorry.
Are those opulences false, and Krishna is?
Are those opulences what?
Is Krishna using examples of these six opulences?
All opulences are coming from Krishna, but the word he is using here is urja, and urja means powerful, bright and beautiful. Urja is one of the names of Radharani. But Urja also means strong. So, I don't know how to... Six opulences. Do these six opulences cover everything? Parasharamuni gives them as the six umbrella opulences for including others, but we know that there are 64 qualities of Krishna, and then they are expanded into more, 40 plus 50 plus 7, there are many, many more. Basically, they are infinite. there are infinite opulences of Krishna, and there are several ways to classify them. So we have these three Shaktis, Sandini Samit and Hladini, which he includes here. Like, for example, he says, I am adventure. I am gambling among cheats. So which opulence is that?
Intelligence.
Some devotees try to point out that you need all six so that we have Krishna. So, because if you have just intelligence without compassion.
Yeah, but which opulence is compassion? None.
Yeah, that's why you need okay, so we have Aishvaryasya samagriyasya viryasya yashasa shriya. So shri is beauty, so I guess beauty includes also beauty of character, beauty of Krishna's heart, if I were to categorize it under these six, probably I would put it under there. So you need these six so that we have the most attractive Krishna. If something is lacking, then we will get some dictator or something.
Narcissist.
Yes, yes.
Or some useless. There is lacking power.
Yes. Okay, Hare Krishna. So, tomorrow we have Padayatra, and people will be testing you. How they will look at you and they will think, have they received knowledge from those Eastern Oriental gurus, bhakti gurus? Do these people dressed as Oriental saints? See this all-attractive Krishna. We read the books. We are living in Slovenia. In Slovenia, we have one of the top densities of books per square kilometer and 1,000 people. Yes, book distributors, they don't ask, hey, do you have this book? And they say, which book don't you have yet? So, we have to find something good. Bhurajan Prabhu was saying how sometimes in English there is an expression, one of those days, everything is bad. So he says that he would start thinking, it's not possible that everything is bad, something must be not bad, it must be something also with my perception. So then he says, I have to find something that's not bad. So when he says when he was in the Gurukul, then he says, I would have to try to find something, so I would try to look and say, at least this boy, hooligan boy, he's breathing very nicely. And then he would find something else and say, oh, this one has a lot of energy, and this one is super peaceful, and then he says, dun, 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 and all of a sudden, bad day would become a wonderful day. So this is the degree. This is how Vishnachakvari Thakur describes sainthood or sadhutva, how you are a sadhu. So a sadhu is somebody who sees bad in the good, and sadhu is somebody who sees good even in the bad. This is 4.4.12 Vishnachakvari Thakur's. He gives eight categories, Sridhar Swami four categories. So now comes the exam. We have how many? We have 3 weeks, 2.5 weeks. Yes, where we will be You know, like Diogenes was going with a torch during the day. They were asking, why are you walking around with a torch? And he said, he's the original cynic. So he said, I am looking for a human. Diogenes, Diogen, yeah. But here it's easy. So we will be going around and looking for the beautiful manifestations of Krishna's nature in this beautiful country and with her beautiful people. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.